Welcome to A Piece of My Mind, a podcast that uses storytelling to bridge divides and build community. Today I'm talking with Jackie Juniper Davis in Mackenzie Bridge, Oregon. Jackie is 12 years old, likes to catch snakes and salamanders in her yard, and wants to work in claymation when she grows up.
My name is Jackie Davis, and we're in Mackenzie Bridge, Oregon. At my house.
Your mom told me your middle name is Juniper.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a good name. So, if I didn't know anything about you, which is pretty close to true, what would you want me to know about you?
I'm 12.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I want to work on claymation. That's really all, I guess.
You do work on claymation, right?
Yeah, but as a job.
Okay.
So, that's
But you also have an amazing lab back there. You also love the salamanders that live in your little pond.
Yeah, sometimes I take them as a pet, and then I put them back in the water.
That's awesome. Do you catch them with your hands or with a net?
You can't touch them because they're poisonous.
They are?
So, yeah. These salamanders are, so you have to use gloves and a net.
Well, I'm glad I knew that before I tried to hug one. What happens if you touch them? Like, poisonous how? It just gives you a rash, or you drop dead, or what?
If you play with them and then put your hands in your mouth, then you may die.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you can tell these ones do that because of their orange belly. Bright orange.
That's the sign that they're poisonous ones?
Yeah, I looked it up and stuff.
Okay.
I also capture snakes. There's huge ones out here.
Really? What? Those are not poisonous, are they?
No. They're usually just red racers and stuff.
How big are they?
About this long.
3 feet?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Some of them are. There's some that are just this small that I catch, but...
So you like living out in the country?
Yeah. It's fun. I like that I don't have to go to a town. We have to go to town, but live in one where it's so dirty and stuff.
Yeah, this is a pretty amazing setting out here.
Yeah.
So, I'm traveling through this area talking about the fire that happened last year. And I think I said to you, I've been talking to old people like me for the... old people like your dad there. for a while, but I'm really interested in what that felt like to a 12, well, I guess you were 11 at the time, right?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that?
It was scary, and I was more worried about my friends because they lived closer to where it happened, and they drove through the flames and stuff, so I was worried if they were going to get hurt, which they didn't, but yeah.
Where were you when you found out about it?
Here at my house.
Were you asleep?
So my dad just got home, right? Yeah. And the power went out, and we were playing cards in the house. And my mom said that we have to go to bed. So we went to the bed. My dad slept on the couch. And I was so scared that no fires happened yet, and we didn't get any warnings. Sorry, it's just like... We didn't get any warnings yet, but I was really scared because of all the winds and since it was a power outage. So I started packing, even though there wasn't a fire warning yet. And then I told my mom to pack. I told my dad to pack, but you didn't pack yet.
He's not a good listener, huh?
You didn't think anything was going to happen yet. So... We were packing in my room, and then my sister called us and said that there is going to be a fire happening, because she was a firefighter at the time.
This is Cora.
She still is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Since I was already packed, I told my dad to pack, because you were sleeping. I woke you up, because Sissy said that. So we started packing up, then the wind started getting worse, and since we packed everything up, and I grabbed my whistle and my knife... and stuff in my bag. Not that much clothes, but... And we got into the car, and we went down to Alan and Jellica's house, which they live 2 houses down from us. And we told them to get everything packed, but they already knew. We said that we were going to all go down to Bend together, because Bend is the closest place to where we are right now. Then we went down to my other friend's house, which is down the road, and we told them this, and I said it a little bit too fast, so they got a little too worried, which it's fine, because it was scary. So after that, everybody else got packed up, and we were going to get my other friends, which also live down the road from us, but their dad said they were going to stay behind so that they could watch out if the fire was happening, which they eventually went to Bend. But, so we got down to the ranger station, and we were waiting for the friends that that got scared, and we're making sure that they would come. We didn't see them till a little while later, but I fell asleep in the car, and when I woke up, my mom and dad said that there was trees falling down left and right when we were going down to Bend.
Hmm.
And it was dark out because this was the whole night that we were going to Bend. I woke up, and then we were somewhat in Bend. I think somewhere in Sisters. I don't know where Mark and Carrie live. We were going down to people named Mark and Carrie, which their house is down the road from us at our house. But they weren't there right now because their house is a vacation, second home.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down to their house in Bend, or somewhere in Sisters. I forgot the name. This might have been 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't know exactly. But we slept in their trailer, and this wasn't with my friends, because they went to find a hotel.
So I'm curious. You said you had your whistle and your knife.
Yeah.
What are those for?
Just in case if anything happens with my family, if we get separated or something, I guess. I didn't have my phone at the time, but just if we were a little bit far away from each other. And my knife, if anything happens to me, I guess.
Yeah, we always do that when we go packing with our kids, too. Everybody has a whistle, everybody has a knife. Just in case. You said you were worried about your friends and that everybody was okay, but I'm imagining there was a while when you just didn't know because it was hard to talk to them.
Yeah, it was the next day after we went to Bend is when I texted them. They were in a hotel, so they were fine. But they told me that their car was still hot when they got to Sisters, they were in Eugene. Yeah, because their house was down there. Yeah, so when they got there, their car was still hot, so that was very scary to them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm happy that they're okay. It was the friends I just went to yesterday.
Oh, okay. Got back from. When you were waiting for the cat to have the kittens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had you ever been in a situation like this before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. What do you think you learned from it?
That things can happen and you should always have a bag packed.
Have your go bag ready, huh?
Yeah. And it's very scary. And I'm lucky that our house didn't burn down. Yeah, it's just very scary. Yes.
When you were packing things, besides your knife and whistle, what did you decide to bring?
My gun, because we haven't used it yet, but I brought my gun just in case. It's kind of stupid, but I brought this chest that I have. It's a very small one. It has very valuable stuff to me in it. It's
memories small. And things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that stone carved bear my dad gave me when he went to the fires once, and a couple other things. And I brought a blanket just in case, and favorite stuffed animals that have memories to me in them.
These are not the stuffed animals that are laying around the yard. These are the dogs, right?
Yeah, those are the dogs. No, one's name is Idaho Freckles, which I got from my mom and dad when we were going to Idaho. I don't know why I thought that memory was really fun, that's one of my favorite ones. And then I have one named Bullet Jr. It's because of my dog that I had since I was, when I was 6 and till I was 11, or no, not 11, 10, because we didn't that bullet during the fire because he died. That's why she's buried back there. And I didn't have this other stuffy that I have right now, which his name is Sunny Jr., which was our favorite cat that we were going to bring with us on the trip, but we didn't have enough time to bring all of our cats. They didn't get hurt or anything.
Okay.
They're all okay.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. What are some of the other things you love about this place, these woods, these mountains?
I don't know. I love to be surrounded by trees. It makes me feel more safe. Even though it is more fire worry, I still love it. Living out here just makes me feel more comfortable. I don't know why. I just didn't like Portland that much. I mean, I liked it, but I guess it's more scary and unpredictable than it is here.
So how old were you when you moved out from Portland?
8.
Okay, so and you've been here a few years.
Yeah, a few years. Not that much, but...
Tell me about some of the stuff you do over in your lab there.
I made a club. We're called the NBKC, North Bank Kids Club. And that's where we do a bunch of lab experiments and stuff, I guess. We tried to do this one thing, which turned out really fun, but the parents don't want us to do it because it gets the... inside of the house really dirty. It's called experimental kitchens.
Come on, Dad, that sounds awesome.
He just mixed a bunch of stuff together and see if it tastes good.
Wait, you were doing that yesterday. You were freezing different things, right?
Yeah, but when I do it with my friend, that's fun. It's way more fun. We also just, like, capture the snakes and frogs and salamanders. The frogs are poisonous, too. You can smell them when they put off their poisons. When they're scared, so we put them back if they get really scared. We also just grab like a bunch of different grass or stuff and put it in bottles we used to, and then add water and stuff to see what it would look like.
That's good experimenting.
Yeah, we also grab my dad's GoPro, which is mine now, and we make movies. That's really fun. I'm usually the monster and all my friends are the actors, because I don't like to be in the movie that much. I don't know, we just play around back there. I think it's really fun.
It looks like it.
And in the forest, it's another thing I love about this place, is that we can build forts in the trees. So me and my friends built a teepee out of a bunch of sticks.
I just saw it back there, right?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
Not a year ago, maybe a couple months ago, maybe more. It was after the fire, somewhere after the fire.
We have a 80-acre tree farm in Wisconsin, and when my son Jordan was about 12, he and his friends built a teepee out in our woods, and it stayed standing for like 8 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're probably going to keep adding to it, but there's not enough branches back there. There's this part that we get the branches from, and it's a big indent in the ground, and some of those trees we don't want to grab them from because we like to see them there and cover up the area so we don't see the cars, because we don't like to see the road
right
back there. So we leave those there, and we have to grab ones that already fallen down from this other place. I guess this is kind of like the fire, but it's the snow. It was a little bit scary, not that scary. It was a snowpocalypse, we called it, everyone here. There's so much snow that trees were falling down on houses and stuff. It didn't hit our house again. Like, I don't know how our house is so lucky, even though we have a huge tree in the back.
Yeah, let's hope that one keeps standing, huh?
Yeah.
When was the snowpocalypse?
A year ago, maybe? Two? No?
It's two.
2 years ago? Yeah. There's a lot of trees that fell down, like a lot of branches.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my parents were stuck on the other side of this place because we went to Bend for a day just to get some stuff. We were going to come back, but then there was an avalanche on the highway because of the snowpocalypse, and we stayed back there, and we stayed in a pretty nice hotel. We got stuck on that side, but what I heard was that it was pretty fun on this side with all the snow and stuff, and people go to build forts out of the snow. And when I came back, me and my friend, only two of us, we went back there and we dug out some snow areas and we put it as a roof. So we had our little holes in the ground almost, and it was all covered in snow. That was really fun.
Yeah, we used to, in Minnesota, we used to take our snowblower in the backyard and go in circles from the outside until it was all piled up. And then you leave it, you know, it'd get like 7 or 8 feet tall. And then you'd let it harden overnight. And then the next day, come and start chiseling it out. It was, yeah. It was good fun.
We didn't have that much snow after that day. Like, every winter, there wasn't that much snow. Or that much snow at all. Last year, I don't think there was any snow, really. My dad said this fire was every 100 years. Something happens
once
like this.
Once
in 100 years. So we were unlucky that it hit our area, but we were fortunate that it didn't hurt us anyway.
Did any of your friends wind up moving away because of the fire?
Yeah, there's not that much people in the school anymore because of it. Most people just got trailers, but one of my friends moved away, which was, again, the one I went to yesterday. When I went to their house, and when they had a house here after the fire, because their house didn't burn down, but they had to move because of smoke and stuff. We went through all of their, we put gloves on and boots on and protective gear so we don't get hurt. We went through their garage that was burnt down. It was metal, but there wasn't any garage there anymore. It was just extra stuff, and we went through there. We found little antiques that they had, stuff that their grandma had, because their grandma was living there, but they had to move because the trailer was that she was living in was, the windows were broken and melted, and there was a cat in there the whole time, but the cat didn't get hurt.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the fire got all around their place except for their house. Their house was up a hill, so it didn't get their house, but it got all around their house. So close to their house, it could have touched the walls, but it didn't. When I went there, their grass was all burnt and stuff.
I'm sorry, were you going to say more?
I was just going to say it's devastating for people's houses that got burnt down. And my parents know somebody who built a house up here that they had just for retirement, and they built a bunch of stuff on it, and right when they were done, the fire happened and their house got burnt down completely.
Yeah, we've met some people who've had some pretty tough circumstances in the last year.
Yeah.
When I talk to people for this project, the name of the project is A Piece of My Mind, PEACE. I asked your dad this question. I asked everybody this question, but I'm curious, when I say the word peace, what does that mean to you?
I don't know, just when I think of it, I guess it means happy and not as scared, I guess, as normal.
When have you experienced that in your life? When have you felt that kind of peace?
Seeing my house wasn't burnt down, honestly.
Yeah, so you drove back in. Did you know it was okay?
No, I mean, well, I didn't. But when my dad came up here a couple times to grab different stuff from our house, and before I knew, and also my dad was with my sister and one of my, the person who stayed behind, my, those friends' dad, so one other person, I think it was Al, and they went down to Blue River to see everything, just to make sure everyone was okay, to get everyone out. He saw all those houses that were burnt down, but when he came back and said our house was okay, I was relieved, but still worried.
Still kind of wanted to see it for your own eyes, too?
Yeah. My dad took some photos, but they're really smoky, so I couldn't really see anything. But when I got home, I was so happy to see our house and go inside and see all of our cats, and they were alive in here and didn't run away from the wind, because the wind was blowing so much that trees were falling down everywhere, like I said. And making sure none of the animals got the trees landed on them, I guess.
Yeah. What was the first thing you did when you came in the house then?
Make sure my cats were okay. Really.
I'm glad they were.
When I saw Sonny, I was so happy because he only has three legs, or had, because he passed away. But that I saw he was okay, I was, like I said before, I was so relieved.
See, you had way more than 7 minutes worth of stuff to say.
Yeah. I didn't think I would.
Is there anything else you would want people to know? Like somebody who hasn't been through this before, what would you want them to know?
That it's a very scary thing, and that you should be prepared for it. And make sure there's not many flammable things around your house, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, good advice. What were some ways that people helped you afterwards?
Well, nothing really happened to our house, so really, I tried to help others instead of them helping me. There's one of my friends, her house burned down, also her grandpa's house burned down, and all of her stuff was gone. So my dad got a trailer for them. They were really happy about that. I tried to help them too. I let her open up to me and stuff about the fire.
You mean you let her talk with you about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. With your 12-year-old wisdom, what's your advice for the world?
Don't do stupid things. I don't know.
I think that's great advice. Thanks for taking the time, Jackie.